Welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2013 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It can be accessed at the VOM website, www.persecution.com. You can actually have VOM send it to your email every week. Every week it comes to my email, and I just print it out, I share it with you, and I pray for those nations indicated during the following week. This is used with permission from Voice of the Martyrs. We begin today in India. Pastor is beaten during a church service. A pastor in Uttar Pradesh state was recently attacked and beaten during his church service, a VOM worker reports. Near the end of the service, a group of Hindu men attacked Pastor Caleb, we'll call him, tied him to a tree and beat him. The attackers, who apparently were directed by Hindu leaders in the village, broke Pastor Caleb's arm during the beating. VOM partners are helping provide medical treatment and urging police to prosecute the attackers. Pastor Caleb's church has been threatened in the past by high caste families. About five families who have faithfully remained with the church had angered villagers by refusing to offer a gift to a Hindu goddess. A group from the village also became angry when the Christian families refused to help with the wedding of a high caste family's daughter. Pastor Caleb continues his ministry. In Nigeria, militants kill 29 Christians. April 16, 29 Christians murdered in Maiduguri, Borno state after refusing to denounce Christ. An unidentified gunman stood along a roadside and stopped cars, separating Muslims from Christians. The Christians were told that if they would not say the Shahada, that's the Muslim profession of faith, or renounce Christ, they would be killed. On April 19, also in Borno state, Muslim militants destroyed Christians' property and reportedly killed more Christians. Militants had previously warned Christians in the area to leave or be killed. Please pray for the victims' families as well as for the Christians who remain in northern Nigeria. In Iran, Christians' appeal rejected. Four Christians from the Awaz Assemblies of God Church have been ordered to begin serving their one-year prison sentences after the High Court rejected their appeal on May 1st. Pastor Farhad Sabukru, his wife, Shanaz, and church members Davud and Nasser were arrested during a church raid in 2011 and convicted of converting to Christianity, inviting Muslims to convert, and propagating against the Islamic regime through promoting evangelical Christianity. They were sentenced to 1 year in prison, and all of their Christian materials were confiscated, but they had remained free pending their appeal. The AOG, Assembly of God Church, has been closed since the raid. Pray that these believers will know the presence and peace of Jesus during this time, that the body of Christ will continue to grow in Awaz, and that the High Court's decision will be miraculously overturned. And then in Uzbekistan, a VOM project, pray for the persecuted women and families who have received sewing machines to help them earn a living. Many Christians are deprived of job opportunities because of their faith. Well, thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. We hope to return next week at about this time so that we can keep you in touch then with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob, although I'm an area coordinator for VOM in the state of Illinois. This is not an official VOM presentation, but as I had said earlier, it is used with permission. And just about wherever you live in the United States, there's a Voice of the Martyrs representative willing to come to your church and share with your group of any size about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry. There is no charge for this service. Just email me at diakonos3@gmail.com. I will set it up for you. God bless you today. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on sermon audio. Bye-bye.